Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone focus bag a thing now. Next show me I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, The Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Jenny's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold, so the Cuban link up. How much ice, just a hurr, and the rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a spagat thing now. Bex told me I do it like Nike.
Monday, July 22nd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. on this much to do Monday. And boy, look here, we got lots to talk about. Let me let you know how to chime in. Here's how you become a Talking Head. Obviously, real easy to chime in. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com, BTC Flow Channel 612, cable Channel 969, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, today is Monday. Normally we chime in with Roscoe Thompson and Abaco, but Abaco is down and out today. No internet services for the whole entire day. They're not going to be able to Zoom. There are a lot of issues going on top of everything else they had, you know, what they were dealing with. Now there's no internet. So Roscoe will be chiming in next week along with guests, you know, to get you all caught up with everything that's going on in Abaco, but due to circumstances beyond our control, won't be able to hear from Roscoe and the crew in Abaco today. But we will open up the lines because I know you got a lot to talk about. On the flip side of the break, we got lots to talk about in the buzz and John Shoes. Before we get to that, let's check out the headlines. What's making news here in the 242? What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian?
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And new arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Be sure through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Okay? Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online as well, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. 5.5 million cruise visitors this year. Utopia sails in on maiden voyage. Now, this is kind of special because Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper greets First Officer of the Utopia of the Seas, Ivana Seymour. Okay, and Bahamian doing big things, so proud of that. Glad to see another cruise ship coming into the port. But, you know, my question, 5.5 million cruise visitors, what's the impact? What's the dollar value impact? Are we feeling the impact of all 5.5 million here in New Providence or on Paradise Island or at Bahama? Or is it just on the private islands of the cruise ships? That's the question you got to ask. But good numbers. But what's the impact? Are we still one of the lowest port spends in the region? Or are we doing something to maximize that potential and go up that list? And that this impact feel as many Bahamians as we can. PM seeking treatment in U.S. for sciatica. Listen, I got back issues myself, you know, Chief. I mean, I know some good doctors here who could deal with your sciatica, but anyway, you could leave that alone. Government engages Tony Blair Institute. The Davis administration has entered into a working partnership with the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change. This was announced by the Office of the Prime Minister yesterday. And this one jumps out. This is the huge headline right here. Six murders since Thursday. Six murders have occurred since Thursday night. Five have occurred. Wow. You don't have a crime problem. You got a murder problem. Anywho, that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matter since 1844. We're going to get to this quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll open up the phone lines. The Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, is coming your way. And I want to know what you buzzing on. Anything local or, hey, you know what I really want to know? What y'all think about that whole situation in America? The presidential situation. Biden dropped out. And you know what? When Biden finds out that he dropped out, he is really going to be upset. But I want to know how you feel about the situation in America, the presidential situation. Is it a cakewalk for Trump? Can Kamala Harris do it? I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. As soon as the Democrats got Biden out of the way, the checkbooks opened up. Trump started crying. Let me know what y'all thinking. I want to know what y'all think about that, too. We look to our neighbors to the north all the time. We got a vested interest. Their president do fool inevitably. It trickles down to us. So let me know what y'all thinking on that and whatever. Wide open coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît. Yap rele pou radiografi ou. Tale. Se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan Fortaleza Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous rezultat. Sa vle di, antre, soti. Si test depi stajo moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la menm. Ou bien, relez-nous na 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous na 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year!
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning Percy Fenty Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazine decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for The Buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
And we're back at you on the Monday, July 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. and it's time to get up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, ladies. But don't forget, they got a huge back-to-school special going on. Great back-to-school giveaway going on at John's. You don't want to miss out on that. All right? Get ready for back-to-school. All right? With John's at the Ultimate Lenovo Tablet Combo. All right? Yes. So, and all the great stuff that you know you get for back-to-school with John's. They got a great Lenovo tablet up for grabs. All right? Kickstart your kids' studies with a brand-new Lenovo tablet, complete with a sleek keyboard and precision stylus. Perfect for students of all ages, from primary school tablet user to high school, who need a versatile and powerful tool for school work projects and creativity. All right, great features. Here's how you enter. All right, real easy. It's simple. Shop with John's for your school items. Customers purchasing back-to-school items are eligible to enter to win. Now, all your back-to-school items are considered to be classroom shoes, PE shoes, school bags, lunch boxes, belts, socks. All right? So be sure to do that and spend $25 or more on those back-to-school items. Get registered and your chance to win a great, great computer package from John's getting you back to school. All right, now I want to know what you're buzzing on. Lots to talk about. I see the phone lines. Let's get to that call. But tell me what you think, man. I want to know what your take is on this. I've been talking with the comics, the Jokers. Been talking to a lot of friends in the States over the weekend. Other comics too. A lot of material there. But I want to delve into the serious side of it. I got the humor part of it covered. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking at.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Two quick points. I can get the U.S. presidential situation later, but let me be the first one to say, all those who ever compared the Dream Team to these new fellas, they never, ever, ever were close to getting beat by 1 point. Ever. E-V-E-R.
All right, even though you're a little early for 5 o'clock, right?
I don't care.
Let me just let you know something. As much as I have my loyalties to that original Dream Team, and I think if you listen to the show and you listen to who I grew up watching and okay, I'll be honest with you. Listen.
Everything cool.
Let me show you why we get to that. Because when we put that Dream Team out there in 84, it was because college teams were no longer cutting the mustard. And because we put that, because America put that Dream Team out in 84, every other nation has been chasing that ticket, playing their pro players. The expansion of that was part of David Stern's globalization of basketball. So that took the level there. So the game has improved over the years.
Tremendously.
Now, do I think there's some Rudy Pooh softness in today's game compared to the game back in the day? Yes.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, nobody is in awe of this version of America's Olympic team as they were in awe of that 84 Dream Team.
I agree.
I think that was an advantage as to why America blew so many people out. But the gap has closed over the years, and you got tough squads from everywhere.
You know, but let me go to part two. The United States will not win the gold.
I don't think so, not the way they played it, and not lacking a big.
I'm putting that out there.
Because they don't have a big. Embiid is playing garbage, and they're not using Anthony Davis right.
That's right. And they will not win the gold. That's my bold
prediction. You go big with Embiid at the center and AD at the power forward where he's comfy. You get a huge lead early, and then let the dogs take care of the rest.
That game with South Sudan showed them they weak. They weak in the middle. They failing in the middle, bro.
Jokic and those guys watching all of that, taking it into consideration, Spain taking it into consideration. Trust me, if they get it, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
No. Okay. Now on to
America and to the presidency.
As much as I hate to admit it, it's not a cakewalk, but there's a certainty that I think Trump is. For two reasons. Let me give you my reason.
All right.
A, America as a country, as liberal as they like to present to the world, is still not ready to hand over the reins of middle America to a female president that's not from middle America. That's my point. That's my view.
No, that's fine. I mean...
I understand how the globalization, I understand all the things that America's doing and all the whole... I understand that. I tell you, America's a core country. I don't believe, as a person who went to University of the United States of America, lived in the Midwest of America.
Where'd you go to school, if you don't mind me asking?
I went to Florida A&M, but I spent my entire 4 years in internship in KCMO, Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri. You can't get more middle American than that.
Bruh. And I can tell you right now.
You was in flyover country.
I didn't even imagine it existed in America until I went to KCMO. And I can tell you, a union state, you couldn't drive a Toyota on the site. You made it flip over in the morning. That's how middle America they are. No apologies. Your car, if it's not a Ford or Chevy, will be found turned over on its back in a union state. They don't play that in America, middle belt. So when I tell you, Kamala, who is very intelligent, very nice, love the lady, but she's claiming Asian, then black, American they get. That's my final word on that.
All right, my brother.
All right.
Good stuff, man. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Call us back, caller. Let's get to the next one. But they impatient today, boy. There you go, Kermie. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up, Nutty?
What's going on, bro?
All is well. Nutty, how many people do you think in the United States of America? What do you think the population is?
Billion, a couple billion. Let me Google it to get precise, just for you. But go ahead, what's your point?
In reference to your last caller just now, he lost.
What you mean?
You're talking middle America like he know the entirety of America. He's totally lost.
No, but I think he could speak from a place of, I went to school in middle America, I know how they think.
Yeah, that's fine. But he can't speak to all of America. So he's lost.
Okay, so you can speak to the rest of the 333.3 million Americans as of 2022? Let me say, as of 2024.
Like,
341,918,869.
Just like Anton can't speak to the 400,000 here, and he be speaking for us, and he don't know us, that gentleman can't speak to the entirety of the population of the United States of America, okay?
All right, now that you've established that, who you think America got up next as president?
Kamala Harris.
That's why you beat all of you around the Bush mystery just to get to that point. I know you from sports. I know that's where you was going.
Hold on a second.
This me, you know, mystery. This me. I know you was getting up.
Nutty.
Yeah.
Nutty. Mm. Hold on 1 second. These are U.S. ladies right here standing before me.
Oh.
Tell them who you like. Kamala Harris.
And why y'all like Kamala Harris? Let me ask them why.
Those are Americans.
Hold on.
All right?
And use a biggity mouth behavior. Now move on the side and let me talk to your American guest in your cab.
All right, hold on. He would have talked.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hey, you got a pretty decent driver right there, all right? But he don't know nothing about sports. He posts for the Miami Dolphins. They're horrible. But now, how you doing, ladies? Welcome to Talking Heads. And where are you ladies from?
We're from the U.S., New York City.
Both of you from New York City?
It's three of us. New York City and Florida.
All right. Which boroughs in New York?
The Bronx.
The Boogie Down. All right. And we're in Florida.
And Florida, Tampa.
All right, in Tampa, there you go, Ybor City. All right, I've done both of them in my comedy careers and my travels, so we could parlay to parlay. Why does New York have an interest in Kamala Harris? Why the support all of a sudden now?
Listen, we got to go for what the best candidate is, and it's her. She's going to bring it, and she's for 2024. We have to have her in office. We cannot go with the lap.
There you go. So you don't want to see Trump make America great again. You want to give Kamala a chance.
Make America great. Don't give me
that. It's just not. Just calm down. I know how you are from the Boogie Down yet.
No, we do not. There's no such. He never made America great. He's going to make it horrible. He's going to create some conflicts that should not come. So, yes, we need to support Kamala.
There you go. What about Tampa? What we got from Tampa? And we know Trump is popular in Florida. But what Tampa saying?
Let's see what Tampa saying. Tampa?
Here
you
come,
go.
Tampa. What are you saying about
this
fucking
influence?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Tampa? So,
hi.
Are you another one who's supporting Ms. Harris?
I am also supporting her, yes.
I thought Florida was big on Trump. I thought with his West Palm links and all, Florida kind of was a Trump place.
Oh, it's his place, but everybody is not standing behind him down in Florida.
There you go.
He have his set group of people, but they are not all standing behind Trump.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your vacation to chime in on my show and give me some, you know, 411 from the U.S. Big up to Tampa. Big up to the Boogie Down Bronx.
Absolutely.
You all enjoy
Thank
the rest
you
of your
so
time
much.
In the Bahamas and make sure that mystery dolphin takes good care of you.
Yes, and we all voting for Harry.
Tell him break out the full Bahama host package for you, all right? Make sure y'all leave with a smile. You're all hot up to date. And speaking of text lines, to my esteemed broadcast colleagues, and the last one who was in here, I got to hold your feet to the fire. But you're an ex-politician, Mr. Lang, so you should be able to take that. Zhivago, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake, leave the phone on charge when you're doing your show. Because other people need to use it to get texts, okay? All right. Yeah, man. Glad to know you're in the studio today doing your thing. Don't get me wrong. Appreciate you. You're my boy. But go ahead and make sure, plug in the phone so I don't have no stress with my text lines. And technically, this is the buzz, so that's what I'm buzzing on. So no better, do better, Zhivago. Thank you. Appreciate it. or next time you want Pearly to fill in for you, I may tell Pearly stay in the bullpen. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. Phone lines, callers, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Let me just get some of these texts in, though, while I got enough power to keep it going. Chime in on this today. And yes, I know we can't vote in America, but a lot of decisions made by the U.S. president affect us. It's our closest neighbor. We emulate and imitate everything from our neighbors to the north. So, yeah, we could chime in. I think our opinion on it, you know, we could share our opinion. All right? Naughty, can you really imagine the state of the U.S. if Kamala and, say, Buttigieg win? That's just, anyway. You're really pushing it the other day, boy. You're jumping. Naughty, some of you Bahamians, I'm texting from America. Some of us Bahamians in America would like to tell our fellow Bahamians at home, you all watch too much Fox News. I live in one of the most liberal states in the union, and the pronouns thing is way overblown by the right-wing media. Wow. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Golly, Davis, talking away so long. Did you, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
Boy, all kind of last
Bremen. How are you?
Let me tell you, I got up today, right? Hey, Naughty?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I got up today. Going at my porch. When I went at my porch, this stupid nigga, I just called the police for him last night. He was on my premises, human feces and soil on my porch and on my walkway.
Repeat that, Bradman, you broke up.
This stupid David lives around by me. Got all kind of human feces mixed with the soil on my porch, smell all over my porch and on my walkway.
All right, have you called the police in that area? Have you called social services?
I called the police last night when he was there. The sergeant told me he was going to send the car, right? The car never reached, but when I got up today, it's all over my porch and my walkway. I'm to Central Police Station now. They got to put a stop to this foolishness, because I can tell you the truth. I know a lot of people ain't like what I really would say right now.
All right,
but, you know, I don't like that.
All right, so don't bust no corn, Bremen. Breathe. I can make a call again for you. You know, I'll make a call again for you. Naughty, it'd be interesting if most people did some research on Kamala Harris. Her husband is Douglas Emhoff. That's all I'm going to say. Connect the dots like you always like to say. Text, I have connected the dots. I think me and you playing on the same board game right there. But again, what does that mean for the Bahamas? What does it mean if we get Kamala Harris as the next president? Or what does it mean if we get Donald Trump as the next president? Gotta look at it. Because a lot of people sitting there saying right now, okay, yeah, well, I don't. No, it does affect us in the long run. It does. Naughty, Trump is 78. he'll have to keep up with her now. He had a cakewalk versus Biden, but now he's got a race with Harris. Naughty Harris has a steep hill to climb to become president. Democrats may have waited too long. Naughty, I don't think Trump has to keep up with anyone. He just has to keep reminding the public about what Biden did and didn't do and tie her into it. She'll have a hard time selling that to the public. Remember, she dropped out the first primary in Iowa before it started due to poor ratings. Never know. Well, according to the latest polls, July 16th, Reuters, she and Trump are essentially even. If educated voters come to the polls, which it seems they will, and they choose correct, and she chooses the East Coast running mate, the correct East Coast running mate, Trump will lose. Another Bahamian living in America. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Radio man, listen. These people got to go on record. When Trump was president, a lot of things was more on the positive side. Okay, number one, America did not have an immigrant problem. Okay? But a number of things. As a matter of fact, the cost of living was as high as it is when Trump was still. You know, when Trump was there, there was hardly no war going on. Okay? There was no war going on, matter of fact. If you look at it, when the guy from North Korea, he's carry on and he's there.
Kim Jong-un.
Right. Trump going there and cool him right down. Russia, he had them under control. And there's some other things I could say, but like I say, he had the wall, he built
now,
the wall.
I don't know if he had Russia under control. He was just playing up to Putin a lot. He had a big, heavy man crush on Putin. Let's be real.
Well, okay, but there was no war.
No, that's true.
You know, and the cost of living.
There was a lot of love, no war. You got it.
There was no war. The cost of living wasn't as high as it is then. And then he had China paying some tax. China ain't been getting away with nothing. And they the things were what the people look at. And, you know, when Biden going in there, he promised he could do this green space, he could do this, do that. I can't say nothing what he do of some high quality. So that's why I believe Trump may be the man to win this again.
So you think Trump might be the next one?
Yeah, man. I think Trump will take to win. Because you see, you go and pop. Don't forget now, that last election was pretty close, you know, with Trump and Biden.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Very interesting,
boy,
man.
On the sports side, I just watching the game in Germany and America. Boy, Germany running them hard. Germany is leading at 1 point. As a matter of fact, I think they lead now by 2 points.
Yep.
You know, no, it's tied. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 71-71.
All right.
Fellas raining more trees and things. But again,
you stay there. Like I say, America, they got to look how they put that team together, too.
Yeah.
Because FIBA rules are different from the NBA rules. You got to look at players who might be able to play that FIBA style better than the NBA style.
And like you said, that's why America bring their stars there, because America called these guys when they signed a chance against these fellas now. A couple of bad years ago.
All right, bro.
Hey, we can send our professionals. And now, that's catching up with them now. So them other guys getting professionals in the league, too, and bringing in the NBA aftermath. You know, but the German team looked good against them 7 minutes ago. They died.
Well, keep me posted. Get me in the 5 o'clock and let me know if anything else go down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's check out some text. Naughty, can Bahamians please deal with the problems right here in the Bahamas? Many Bahamians are more embroiled in leadership issues of other countries, but fail to see the Bahamian leaders have decided that white foreign-made ice is colder than ice made in the Bahamas. Bahamians have not been rising to the level of their goals, but rather failing to the level of the systems around them because of the planned systematic failures. It really can be said that the Bahamas is nothing more than a cemetery for the dreamers and aspirations of young Bahamians because of these same leaders in the age range of Biden, but won't do as he did and step down. For 51 years, the Bahamian civic, social, religious, and political leadership have demonstrated what chaotic and dysfunctional leadership is all about. Texter, Why haven't you texted in with this ahead of time? I had to put the topic out of America's presidential options for you to get fired up. Just a good text. Don't be a stranger, man. You can send this kind of stuff without me saying, hey, what y'all think of Harris and Trump and so on and so forth. This is the kind of stuff that we have to call out every day and keep to the forefront to remind the political element here in this country, the politicians, the party supporters, the voters, that, hey, at the end of the day, we need better. We need more. And we can't be seeing the same rerun for the last 51 years. So I agree with you. I do. And you funny, too? Ice is colder, eh? Caller, I see you. I'll be there in a second. Naughty Trump caused the insurrection, was impeached twice, tried to find votes in Georgia, is a total chaotic and corrupt leader. Now they want to forget his past. Harris will beat him. Okay, now I text, I can read this, but now I see why they have you labeled under this label in this text phone here. Kamala isn't even black. Don't fall for the trick, African Americans. Kamala doesn't even have a support in her own party. Stop. Text, are you obviously wrong out the gate? Because the minute they replaced Biden with Harris, look at how much Democratic monetary support came in. Okay? So according to you, I guess they wanted the fake black female more than the straight up white boy you were looking for. Because at the end of the day, when they made the announcement she was going to step in and replace him, the donations are flooding in. Oops, there's another million that just came in from the Democrats. That the Bahamas invented crack cocaine, and he was wrong for that too. And he was wrong on a couple of other things he did over the period of time, you know, and things he said, as was Trump, as was other past presidents and leaders. But as far as you saying the Democrats want a white man to replace Biden, I don't think so. I don't think they have a problem with Harris. Not, if you look at the donations rolling in, they ain't got no problems. And the money just do most of the talking in politics. Naughty, tell that man the cost of living was a result of the pandemic. Nothing to do with Biden. He didn't build a wall. And if you check the record on immigrants, Trump has just as much come in under his watch as Biden. Trump is just better at lying about things. You got to lie and lie a lot. He could, boy, he lied about the lies that he lied about and make you believe him too. Naughty, Trump ain't getting this one. He's too divisive and he's morally bankrupt. He's an unfaithful husband, porn star lover, and a sexual abuser. He's already served his purpose by delivering three conservative judges. Stay out. Good afternoon, Audie. Your previous caller talking about Trump's presidency cost of living index being lower or a direct effect of the Obama presidency. Likewise, Trump's tax cut for the top 1% and tariff war with China has a present day effect. Hence the GOP's reluctance to use that as a talking point. They know evident. Good point there, Texter. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Good day, good day. The last call, I take everything on my mouth, man, you know? But everybody wants Kamala, right? But what is her plan? So, you know, don't look at it because she's a mixed black woman. I like to know, what is her plan, what she's going to do? If she get in, she's going to put the same agenda as Joe Biden, whatsoever. Ain't nothing going to change. Whoever come behind her, oh, Michelle Obama, even Gary, you know, say, understand you want it. They're going to push the same agenda. Don't forget now. Kamala's flying around the world was telling leaders to push this homosexuality bunch of nonsense. So, as a God-fearing country, I cannot support that. So, you know, see what I mean? I mean, the high inflation right now under Joe Biden watch, under her watch, the high taxes right now, Joe Biden, them goes, but she goes, you're part off. I mean, come on, before that, 4 years when Trump is in office, things were a little cheaper. That's facts, you know? But every time they ask her about the reparations for black folks, she can't even give a straight answer. See what I mean? She's gonna sell it again for the big donors, the bigger boys, whatever. So nothing changed. You know? See what I mean? So that's why we get in Trump, because Trump is a businessman. That's what we get in with. Kamala, I mean, you know, if you are doing research on Kamala, when she was district attorney in San Francisco, she was locking up all type of black man from living to see the dope.
Now, that's Biden now. That's Biden used to do that back in the day. And said he was going on the directive of the black religious leaders in the community.
Yeah, but she's locking a black man for living to see the dope. You know?
But
and by this, don't forget, by this, when who came with a racist 94 crime bill, of course, all type of incarceration of black men getting locked up and everything.
Now,
anything
let, me, let me ask you this question. Are you as passionate about our politics as you are about American politics?
Say it again. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Are you as passionate about our politics as you are American politics?
I like they say now, if the United States needs to get you going, that's what I get to say about that. Say it, amen. Because all the tourists coming from America, coming to the Bahamas, or say, but I have family in the taxi business. So.
There you go, man.
So.
Well, good stuff, man. Don't be a stranger, man. Keep chiming in, brother. Always good to hear from you.
From 2024, man.
There you go, boy. Make sure them tourists bring you one hot and shake now, too. Talking Heads.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, hello, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
You tell me. You know, I don't know how long any of the callers, but your boy who called just now, I agree with him totally, you know. He's a young man has plenty sense, which is not apparently abundant at this in this day and time. And so,
like my grandpa used to say, common sense ain't so common.
Yeah, but the thing is, we look at the Biden administration. You know, I try to look into Biden's eyes to see if he's human, right? Because he looks passed out like almost imbecilic, incapacitated, right?
Oh,
and I look into Camilla's eyes. I don't really see a human. I see an overabsorbed, self-serving, conniving, like, I mean, just a person stuporized or stupefied for power and with power. So she may be educated, but I remember her background when she was a district attorney for something. I don't want to get into all that. But the liberalism that they are displaying, right, is leading to the destruction of America. And I don't care what nobody say. And some of the calls are very naive, and they're saying the price. But of course, it did not do anything with Biden, but they need to read COVID-19 and the Great Reset. And this is all planned out. The supply chain, you remember during the pandemic, I would say supply chain corruption, not disruption. So you have to read the book COVID-19 and the Great Reset, then you'll form an opinion. Now, I'm not saying, well, I would like Trump over them, right? But what I'm saying is, whether Trump is a racist or not doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is when I read Project 2024 or Project 2025 that the Republicans have out. I don't know who vehemently have read it. If any American have read it and they listen to the station, they could call and discuss with us. I'm about to go and read it before I form my opinion because they're saying it would make life harder for black Americans. And I haven't read anything that stipulates. I just take a little cursory glance at it. It don't look good. And so I form my opinion then. But even if I was ignorant, I still wouldn't trust a person who's always smiling and laughing when there's no joke. Pimper's paradise. That's what I see as. And also her global imposition. They treat Africa like Africa's school children. But to the east, to the east, you have the Middle East, right? And then Qatar, sort of Saudi Arabia, all of these places with harsh ideas towards homosexuality, LGBTQ, they don't make their imposition clear. But they're all about telling Africa they have to do this and do that, treating them like they're school children. So that's what I'm upset about. Their display of this hierarchy, regality. I mean, this regal type concept that they reign and rule over me. The liberalism that they're displaying with everything, the sexual binary, the freedom of everything. I heard a guy wanted to turn himself into a dog and all, and he was allowed to do that. I don't know who it is, but, you know, this is where the world is headed. You have to know the global agendas. So what is her legacy? Just that she'll become the first woman president, a black American female president. That's self-serving. That, like the last caller said, what is her legacy? What is her agenda? Come on, man. It's not all splendor. And come on, man. It'd be lost.
Yeah, 52, you're making some good points. I mean, but at the end of the day, like I say, we got to look at it globally. You got a lot of people that are in Harris' corner. You got a lot of people in Trump's corner. Where do we go from here? Where does it play from here? And what effect will it have on us? Let's get to the text lines real quick. Naughty, it's Kamala's time now. It's Kamala's time. Now a number of Bahamians don't like that. But that's not surprising because we Bahamians don't respect women in power and in politics. Case in point, our resistance to pass the marital rape bill. There you go. When the Trump groupies speak, you just hear uninformed dripping off them. There was no immigration problem when Trump was in power. ? It was under Trump where they separated mothers from their children and then couldn't find the parent to reconcile the families. And Trump has Putin under control. No, sir. Do they know who Putin is? Putin ain't nobody to play with. He was a former intelligence officer. Only in his 10th dream could Trump conceive of controlling Putin. Also, don't forget, Trump left the office just as COVID was kicking up. Of course, the economy would have been better. These Trump lovers need to read. Naughty, question from left field today. I know this has nothing to do with American politics, but why do you think Glennis doesn't want the water park by the port? But do we need a water park by the port? We got a water park at Atlantis. We got a water park at Bahamar. Got a small water park at the Point. Do we really need one at the port? Maybe you could put something else there. Just saying. Good afternoon. We Bahamians bashing the Democrats because they pushed a certain agenda but have no issues with the Republicans pushing freedom of guns agenda, which has killed 4 young black Bahamians this week alone. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, you got to make it quick because we're wrapping it up. Who's this?
Naughty.
Yeah, go ahead. Make it quick, bro, because we got to get to the break. What you got for me?
Yeah, Mystery, you spoke with my American girls, right?
Right.
All right. I heard 52 said, what's Kamala Harris' legacy? What's Trump's legacy? He had none. And moving back to the Bahamas, that water park out there by downtown? No, sir. Downtown Bay Street will never see those guests coming off that cruise ship. They will never see them.
Do you see guests coming off now? You know, 5.5 million cruise ship visitors this year. Have you seen 5.5 million get off the boat and span here in New Providence?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And that'll make it worse. Okay?
All right.
So kudos to Ms. Martin for going against that. That's a good thing.
Good stuff, Mystery. Good stuff. Yeah, that's a good. Right. I think we got enough water parks now. Give the people something else to do. Diversify. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's Immigration Report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll get to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearlie will be in the building. Good stuff. Everybody who chimed in, man, good stuff. Real good stuff. Normally, the water port is for when the cruise ships let out the water off the... That's not to let out the bulge, the bilge pumps, and they can pump... No, stop it. Stop it. Y'all can come up with some foolishness when you already ate. My God. Naughty, they should not be allowed to put that water park at the port. Take it to South Beach. There you go. And we're going to take it to the break, flip side of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. Don't touch it.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Clearida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal: 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits, starting at $20. Finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place if you want those slots. Him, or just taking the waste. Then Fine Threads is your place if you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The meeting is called to order.
Josh will now provide us with the financial update. Josh?
A
power outage now? Shucks.
Power outages are often unpredictable, and power up your home with financing from CIBC Caribbean. We offer up to 100% financing on renewable energy systems for your home. Conditions apply. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information and to apply online.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie back at you with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's Monday, and I got a three word for you. Today's lucky number is the 457. 457. 457. Play and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friends.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy 20 pound, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy 20 pound, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy 20 pound, Island Game, we got you. Percy 20 pound, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a money game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 22nd edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. Pearly will be zooming in a minute. Everybody who chimed in the first hour, good stuff across the board. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. And Pearly zoomed in. What's going on, Pearly?
I've been here, man. I'm ready to
go. You been?
Hanging in there.
What's going on? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty quiet. Dodgers sweep the Red Sox. I had a good weekend.
Yeah. You had a good weekend. Okay.
Yeah, can't complain.
Yankees lost a few games. And I'm sure you're happy about that.
No, it doesn't matter to me. Once the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and the Padres lose is what matters to me.
But say, Pearly?
I see once the Giants, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks lose. That's what matters to me. I remember the Yankees right now. I remember the Yankees if you all make it to the World Series with us.
You ain't no guarantee you can make it.
Oh, we can be there. We can be there.
How you know?
I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. We can be there. I think we have the team to be there. We have the team. Kershaw's Glasnow is back on Wednesday, and Kershaw is back on Thursday. All the pieces are now coming back together. Jay Hay came back. Joe Kelly came back. So, you know, Gasserol, the bazooka is due back. Walker Buehler will be back in August. Mookie will be back in August. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, but you got lots to look forward to. Unless the Yankees make a trade in the next couple of days, our pitching sucks right now.
Well, trade deadline coming up, and you're looking at a couple of players. But see, the problem is there are not a lot of teams. This new system where all these teams make the playoffs, there's not a lot of teams that basically only about five teams out. Oakland, Chicago, Miami, one or two others. So, you know, it ain't much to pick from.
I don't know. I don't know where it's going. I mean, there was talks about the Chicago Cubs, talks about possible the pitcher from Florida.
Yeah, the pitcher Crochet from Chicago is on everybody's radar. Lorenzo, I think, or Lacanzo, however you pronounce it, is on your radar. And Flaherty from Detroit is on a couple of teams' radar, including the Dodgers. So other than that, then you got Jazz on the radar for y'all, for Seattle. Couple other players up there in the radar. Kenley Jensen has been talked about being traded, but I doubt Boston will trade him because they made a good run. Even though the Dodgers touch him up for two home runs over the weekend. So yeah. Some pieces, some bullpen pieces out there. So I mean, but it's like I said, there's not a lot of teams that are sellers. Depends on what happened over the next week. Because the trade deadline is the end of the month. What happened over the next week will depend on how many teams are sellers.
I don't think, I think some people, more people are going to be sellers than buyers now. Some are holding on trying to be buyers. They're turning into sellers.
Well, yeah, you got one or two. I mean, not a lot. Because, you know, all right, if you look at teams, the teams that are out there that are hurting right now is Detroit. Who else? Chicago. What's the team in your division?
Who, Tampa Bay?
Maybe Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay, you know, Tampa Bay's made good runs at the end of the season. That's the problem.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm hearing from Tampa Bay, Aros Arena and a couple others on the list.
Well, yeah, he's on the Dodgers radar as well.
I hear Rosarena is on the list.
Yeah, he's over there.
There's a couple others, though. There was another one.
Bobichette may be on the
list. Bobichette was there, too. And there was another outfielder that they were looking at as well.
So all right, you look at Colorado, mate. I don't know who Colorado got. Miami. Toronto and Tampa Bay, they ain't that far off. Good. Chicago told you they're 28 games out, and Oakland 16, maybe
hey,
the Angels.
Texter, I appreciate you won 9-1 today with Rondon, but Rondon can't start every day, okay? And we got our butts kicked two games in a row on the weekend. So if you're going to be objective about it, be objective. Yeah, Rondon pitched well, but the Yankees have pitching issues, and that will be our undoing going into the playoffs.
Yeah, you do have pitching issues. But you had pitching issues at the beginning of the season. Your pitching just stepped up their game early. Stepped up their game there early.
Yeah, but if we ain't going to get it late, then what's the point?
Happens. Rondon pitched a pretty solid game today, though. Yankees put up runs in a lot of innings today. It wasn't bad. Put up three in the bottom of the eight.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you can't do that with Rondon pitching.
Well, he's a sharp in every five games, every 5 days.
Yeah, but when every 5 days, that's fine. What about the days in between? And he can't lose back-to-back against teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, you're right. Soto had a good day. Judge had a good day, too. Soto and Judge had good days. Soto had four RBIs.
The problem is, Pearly, unlike your Dodgers, we don't have no pitching. And if we ain't going to score 9-10 runs to cover up for our pitching, then we got a problem.
Yeah. And the Dodgers thing is they got a lot of pitching. Once they're healthy, they got a lot of pitching. Our problem is, you know, we had Glasnow out, Yamamoto out, Kershaw is out, Dustin May done for the season. Even the T-Bone and Torres esophagus, so he's out for the rest of the season. I don't know if Glasnow ever coming back.
I don't know.
But we'll see. This is the next 2 weeks is going to be, next 10 days is going to be very pivotal within baseball in terms of teams that become buyers or sellers, teams that may give up, you know. You got like 9 teams and then 4 games in the playoffs. So, you know, I mean, you got it like that in one division. It's rough. But teams are trying to improve to get over the hump.
I don't know. I don't know getting over the hump for some of these teams. So they need to be honest in the moment now and make the moves. Like the Marlins. The Marlins need to go on a fire sale right now. They're not going anywhere. Get that talent out there.
The Marlins are going to do that. They're going to do that. But other teams, like, you know, does Toronto give up on Bo Bichette right now, or do they hold out one more year? There's the kind of questions you got to ask. You know, teams like Cincinnati, who are starting to make a move, you know, you don't want to get rid of Peaceman. You may be able to keep him for another year and see what happens next year. So that's the predicament a lot of teams are in. They're close to making the playoffs this year. Odds are they probably won't make the playoffs, but do they give up on the core team that they got now that could be even 1 or 2 extra players through free agency or coming up out of the minors could be a better team?
Let's get to the phone lines real quick, Burley. We got a caller. Let's go. Talking Heads.
Yeah, brothers. Yeah, brothers. What's going on?
What's going on, Muff?
What's up, Muff? What's up, Muff?
Hey, Wells, I'm Naughty. At least for Burley, you think because Kareem Brennan retired out of there, you think they could put a hole in our defense? Because what they said, they said Andrews and Chelsea ain't coming back.
You mean Shaq Barrett?
Yeah, the one who resigned.
He retired.
He retired.
But Kareem Shaq, I guess, on centers.
They say Chubbs and Andrews ain't gonna play this year?
No. They on PUP, performing. They could come off at any time. They just can't participate in no practices. So they could come off today.
Okay.
They could come off tomorrow. Chubb, probably not till the end of October. Justin probably will be there available for opening the spring training, opening our season. Maybe miss the week 1.
Okay, well, that's good. But Mabaya is a good player. Who retire, man? Do you take
the
defense?
Miami had that's probably Miami's strongest suit, the edge rushing. They have a whole lot. What it does without Chubb and Fields, without Chubb and Justin, it puts pressure on the rookies to perform right away. So they may, for stability purposes, need to bring a veteran in. The kid who was Akbar, something like that, who was with us last year, who nobody signed yet, he may make sense to come. And there's an edge rusher out of Baltimore that's not signed. I can't remember his name. Hasn't signed anybody yet. He's familiar with Andrew Weaver. So they may bring them in just for the rookies to learn and have a veteran presence with them. Outside of that, okay, they should be all right.
Okay. Because our defense could play a crucial role in our success this season.
The defense has to play a crucial role because the offense can put up the points. The defense, and if people happen to stop your offense one day, your defense got to perform. Championships are won on both sides of the ball.
And I want a solid O-line too. I want his uniform to be clean.
They have a right guard, which is weak. Eichenberg is probably going to be the right guard. But no, Eichenberg wants to compete for the right guard position, but they want him for the backup center. So that's a problem there. So there's a kid named Rohan that hasn't signed with anybody yet. They're talking to. And they may be bringing him in as a plug-and-play player, and that will show up the offensive line. Line, middle of the pack, maybe rank about 13th in the league. Could do better.
Well, everything looking good so far. I can't wait. But, Pearly, your girl and CeCe look good playing together Saturday, man.
You know, Angel was the star.
Hold on. You mean Caitlin Clark, who scored all of 4 points in 26 minutes? Not Angel Reese who scored. No, no, not Angel Reese who had what, 12 and 11 in 18 minutes?
Yeah, but she has to get
assists. She got Angel playing assists to get them points.
Okay.
Plenty of assists.
How come she missed so many shots?
Ooh,
But it's a good thing they didn't put her in that three-point shootout, because if she would have gone in that three-point shootout and missed like she missed in the game, that would have been embarrassing, eh?
Man, John Kyle Jones do better now. Would have looked better than the three-point.
All the way around, man. Call it all the way around.
Anyway, they might be on the same team. They look good together. Yeah, we can link up.
All right, man.
Yeah, Muff, you know that ship ain't gonna sail here, boy. It ain't gonna sail here. Don't try that. I mean,
but you should try. But the announcers really trying their hardest to push Caitlin Clark.
This is where it gets to the point where you getting into that LeBron territory now. When you see them mess up, when you see them have a bad game, but here comes these narratives defending the indefensible.
Oh, you should have heard Perkins today. Perkins, but you know, LeBron and Michael Jordan name are always going to be called hand in hand, and Michael Jordan only has one Olympic gold medal, so LeBron wants to get two.
Excuse me. When it comes to Olympics now, until you 36 and 0 like Kobe Bean Bryant, don't talk to me.
No, he ain't talking about Kobe.
Period.
I'm telling you what they're saying. You know, he just wants to win the second so he can have more Olympic medals than Jordan.
Bro, bronsexuals account the in-season championship as a championship that LeBron has won more than Jordan over. Okay?
There's only been one. How you can do that?
Anyway, let's get to the text lines real quick. Hey, Prophet Naughty, it's a pleasure to hear your voice. The pitching needs to be coming around for the Yankees, and the checkbook needs to come out and be opened by the trade deadline. Don't worry, that choking team in L.A., the injury team, the injury leaders will choke and be in a deep fat fry by the end of the season.
Jeff, two words, Jeff, just two words. Jeff, two words.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, call us back, caller. If you was on hold too long.
I keep telling them, callers, be patient. Or we can get a little worried. These sometimes we coming to you. They ain't losing your minutes.
So, now that we got that out of
the... Did you watch? I mean, I know it's only a little friendly game, but South Sudan give the Americans a run for their money yesterday in basketball.
They did. Let me get this caller in, Pearly, and then we can get back to that Sudan for sure. Talking Heads. Hey, what's going on?
Great, buddy. Listen, I was able to enjoy the ladies' game, but I can't watch the men's game anymore. And all those points that them men are scoring in the All-Star game, they need to be deleted. They shouldn't be added to the former score that Barkley and Madden played, because that's like fly football. You know, the ladies' All-Star game was very exciting.
It was. It was really good. Shame. And it was like they went at each other. That was like...
Okay, thank God.
They were playing for the gold medal.
Now, back to your point about Sudan, Burley. I think that Team America is their own worst enemy. Because in 1984, when they brought the Dream Team in, it was because college guys could not get it done against the international competition.
Yep.
So when they brought that Dream Team in, It was on the heels of a very talented USA college basketball team, of which my boy, personal friend, Stacey Ogman, was a member. They got bronze. And Danny Mann and a bunch of them, good players were on that team. Yeah. But the professionals in Europe ended up winning. So when America brought that Dream Team out in 92, there were they didn't pull no punches. They put the best that they could on the court. And there were so many teams that were in awe of them. There was no way that they could have beat them, because they were in awe of playing against their heroes. But at the same time, simultaneously, it pushed David Stern's global agenda. And rest over the years, the global game has risen up. The global game has gotten better.
Yeah.
And now that you have more people playing in professional leagues, they see these NBA players as equals, as peers, and not overwhelmed by the moment. And now you have results where you got Sudan losing by a point.
Yeah, but that, you know, like I say, it wasn't a game that they took serious. I don't think the Americans will lose the gold medal. I think they'll win the gold medal. They just too deep. The talent, they just too deep. The other teams aren't as deep as they are. And that's the issue.
But I think with the FIBA rules too, you need to pick the team that's going to be better or best suited to win.
And that's the Americans.
If you're looking at it right now, their big man players, it leaves a lot to be desired, Purdy.
Embiid,
they're going half step, and Jokic will kill him if they match up.
Jokic one guy, ain't gonna help. Got no help.
Spain has got the bigs that can shoot the three, can stretch the floor.
Spain ain't got no help. Spain barely beat the Bahamas.
Purdy, there are a reason why they're number two in the world, okay? Let's be real.
Number two in the world. I bet you they drop way down after this.
Until they lose, they one of the contenders against the U.S. You got to look at them.
But there was a reason why that they had to play in that second tier tournament to get into the...
And I still say Canada gonna make some noise too when it's all said and done.
Maybe, but they won't beat the Americans. None of them will beat the Americans. Not even France. France couldn't beat... somebody beat up on France yesterday.
That would have been Australia, Canada.
Australia.
Or Australia, one of the two.
All right, so when you look at the teams, all the teams have improved. The starting lineups of all the teams are good. That's not the issue. The issue is the bench.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads. Caller, hit us back, man. If that was too long on hold, hit us back, caller. Hit us back.
Now, where the Americans can do their cut if is on that track.
Oh, yeah.
But the Americans will win. They will win the gymnastics. They will win basketball, men and women. They will win baseball. Is baseball there? If baseball is there, they'll win that. They probably win golf with Scheffler. They will win. They probably will take women's volleyball, but I'm not too sure about the men.
Take women's volleyball?
They'll take beach volleyball.
Maybe. I don't know, though. That beach volleyball is deep, Pearly.
It is deep, but they probably win it. If not, they'll get the silver. And then you look at other things, other sports, other stuff like that. Track and field, swimming, they'll do well in. Them and the Australians will do well in the swimming. They'll probably take most of the swimming stuff.
I think Australia is somebody to keep an eye on with that. All right.
Oh, yes.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, well, they just get away from France, but America just win by 4 points.
They've been in a game that didn't.
But. Yeah, they went by 4 points, but my man shoot too much ball. He ain't doing much, man. What do you name? Scooter?
Who's Schroeder?
Yeah, what do you
name? That was against Germany, not against France. They played Germany today, bro.
But anyhow, Germany. That's who it is. They just went by four. He shoot up plenty ball, man. France had them, but they pull it out, Dan. Pull it out, so I ain't going to say no more. You know who your boy is.
My boy, what?
With LeBron. LeBron hit a couple baskets coming down the stretch.
That's good, man.
Yeah, man. But they team look strong. But like you said, time catching up with them now. Them games being very close. So, you know, blowing away now. So, you can see how that way goes.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of teams that aren't showing everything right now as well, too, you know. You got to look at
that team. I go and say, think about that team playing them good. That team had them boys. So it ain't going to be no cakewalk. Trust me, it could be rough.
Yeah, no, it is going to be rough.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bro. Good stuff as always. Pearly, like I say, Germany gave them a little test today, too. And Germany got some, you know, NBA talent there. Is Pearly muted again? I think so. Pearly, you're muted. Unmute yourself, Pearly. But like I said, it's not going to be a cakewalk for the Americans, but at the end of the day, you know, they're still the favorites.
Yeah.
You have to look at them as from them being a favorite.
Yeah, you can't run from them being a favorite.
And at the end of the day, like I said, you're gonna see some tight games. But that's just how it is. Because like I said, the world has stepped up.
No, the world has stepped up. The game has stepped up itself. You must say that.
Oh God.
The game has stepped up.
You know what? Note to self, do not watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
Why?
Now I gotta watch this play carry the flag in.
Yeah.
Really?
They voted for it. The whole team voted for him. He wanted like Steph nominated him, and all the Olympics voted for him.
Oh boy, I tell you. I have to laugh. I have to laugh. Text us chiming in. Naughty, how are the Chiefs looking this training camp? You got any words on the Chiefs? Last I talked to Big Chief, everything was copacetic. Everybody looking good.
I haven't heard anything.
They need to work out. They need to work out that wide receiver situation. What's going on now?
Yeah, that's the only issue.
Because you got Rice, who's probably going to get a suspension. You're going to need some other people to step up.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that's going to be. I really don't. I mean, they're already talking about getting rid of some of the receivers they drafted. Who's going to step up for them? It can't just be the Kelsey and the Rice show. I think they got some issues.
They feeling confident. They feeling that they could do something, so time can tell.
Let me check their depth chart at wide receiver. This is most interesting. At wide receiver. Because when you think about it, a team that's built and predicates their offense on so much passing, you know?
Yeah. And you know, Kelsey can be, you know.
All right, they got Rashihi Rice, Justin Watson, Sky. Okay, now that was I forgot. They traded for Marquise Brown. They signed Marquise Brown from the Cardinals. Hollywood Brown, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. So that's a good pickup. He actually could quietly become a big number one for Mahomes. They got Kadarius Toney, who I think they'll cut. Justin Ross, who I think they'll cut. Both Justin Ross got stupid speed. But I don't know what the deal is. Injuries out of Clemson, I don't know if he sticks. Xavier Worthy was a good pick, but he's got to develop as a first-round pick. And Mecole Hardman and Cornell Powell, they've been there. So when you look at it, they still have a situation wide receiver-wise in Kansas City. Rashee Rice will be there, but he's going to be suspended. Marquise Brown can inevitably become the number one. What do you get out of first-year man James Worthy, the rookie, Xavier Worthy, or does Justin Watson and Sky Moore develop? Or do they continue to be, you know, underachievers considering their draft status? I think the problem lies with your Chiefs at the wide receiver position there, Texter. But of course, we'll talk to Big Chief and get more information.
Big Chief will give a better answer.
Don't be like that. It could be worse. Imagine if Bronny was carrying the flag. I'd rather Bronny carry the flag than LeBron. Bronny brings through so much ish lately, give him a blind, let him carry the flag. But that's
he
it.
You got to make the team for it, so he ain't
yeah,
the flag.
So I guess he ain't going to be carrying the flag. Okay. But yeah, speaking of Bronny, though, Texter, Bronny scored 25 points in two games. They put a big stat out. Bronny James, 25 points, X amount assist in the last two games. Meanwhile, Dalton Kadek had 45 points in those two games as the number one pick, but no mention of that. You see how they do in Dalton Connect in L.A., Pearly, for Bronny?
Dalton Connect can play his way on the court where Bronny can play his way in the G League. So, ain't much. I ain't worrying about it, you know. When you see November come, ain't no more Bronny to talk about.
Listen, Texter, I don't know if the fastest time ever was Worthy, you know. I think the fastest time ever is still debatable between the rumored alleged run of Deion Sanders.
The 40,
the Bo Jackson run, and the Ross kid who was in Snoop Dogg's football program, who ended up getting drafted out of West Virginia for several years and then got cut. Not to be confused with Justin Ross, who's on your roster out of Clemson. So those three are in the convo as far as Xavier, where these time go. But he's in that convo as well, too. Me, personally, I still think the fastest was prime time.
Well, actually, they're saying it is worthy at 4.21 seconds.
But remember now, they got rumors of Deion's from 4.1 to 4.2 to 4.3.
Rumors.
Well, rumors and you know, technology and stop clocks were a lot slower back then than they are now.
They actually got Xavier Worthy, then John Ross the third at 4.22, Jalen Barnes 4.23, Chris Johnson at 4.24.
That's right, Chris Johnson, the running back out of Thingham, CK2K.
They ain't get Deion or none of them in the top 10.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you, Pearly, if you look at Deion's time and you timed it now, it would be comparable to these 4.2 times that they are today. I'm telling you.
Well, okay.
But I guess the fastest on the books is Worthy. Texter, we acknowledge that. But like I say, Ross was one on there. Bo Jackson is another one that needs to be investigated. For sure, for sure. And I think there was another kid that ran it this year pretty fast, too, right after Worthy was kind of flying as well, too. Or if not this year, last year.
But the kid who ran it, DJ Turner, he ran a 4.26. The cornerback.
Right.
Last year.
Where's DJ Turner now?
I have no idea where he's at.
On the bench somewhere in the NFL. That's exactly my point. You could have great speed, but what does that equate to in the NFL? Because if you look at Ross, the kid who came out of West Virginia, out of Snoop Dogg's program, you know, at the end of the day, he was a bust in the league. You know, when you look at DJ Turner, he's 27, and he's on the Raiders. Okay? So what has that done? You know what I mean? He ran it really fast, but is he a starter for the Raiders? No. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
A pleasant good evening, my brother. How you doing?
What you got there, Sparky? What's going on, man?
Right here, I just really, today, nothing much to say. I just wanted to say condolences goes out to the Fountain family.
Uh-huh.
Namely, Freddie Buck Fountain, 80s and the 20th. Original Valley Boys from 1958.
You got a kid named Terry?
Also, played baseball from the Western, at that time we called it the Western Fort. Everybody calls it Fort Charlotte now.
Yeah, Fort Charlotte, that Chippenham crew. But listen, let me ask you, Pearly was trying to ask you something, Sparky, and sorry for your loss, condolences. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and the family. Obviously, we know it's a fountain, so he's family to you. But what was the question, Pearly?
You have a son named Terry Fountain?
I'm trying to find out. That's what I'm trying to see, sometimes you got to let me go and flow because you break me off. I forget. I get old. I'm trying to find out some of the family's name because I keep telling people this, Naughty. When we were young, the parents took us around from family to family every Sunday, normally after church. As we got older and these families split apart, the family got less and less from knowing one another. So when you reach around my age and my children's age, they don't even know one another. We try to call family reunions and this and that. For some reason, they just want to stay in their little old cubby hole. Now, when people die, it's not active. What are your brother's name? What are your cousin's name? What are your daughter's name? And this and that. And nobody knows. So what I'm saying now, I'm just remembering what I remember because I finally got in touch with his daughter last evening. And me and I had a long, exactly what I'm saying. She wanted to know why we don't know one another. Why my daughter don't know who she is. Why my son don't know who his cousin is? Why these children go into the prom together with their boyfriend and the girlfriend and we find out they're cousins? And
you know what?
Foolishness. Because but what I'm saying is, I'm taking back on your sports day. He played baseball in junior baseball on the Western Fort. He played softball on basically every softball park We had from the Southern Recreation Ground to John F. Kennedy Ground to the Sports Center, what we call Queen Elizabeth Sports Center. He paid for the Beck's Bees and all these different baseball teams.
Okay,
but anybody around...
Did you say Beck's Bees? I know who you're talking about.
Anybody know the fountain from West Street Hill opposite Ali Nash and the Boss Fields and all of them?
Yes,
they know our
Grand
Prix down in West Street, Abbey Street and stuff. Not any of that. Southern Recreation Ground, Boozy Road, you name the guys that know about softball and baseball. They know Freddie Buck Fountain.
All right. Yes. Well, Sparky, we're so very sorry for your loss. Get us some more information, and we'll make sure to do a special tribute for him as well, as far as his legacy in sports and in baseball and softball in the country. And we're so very sorry for your loss, Sparky. Keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. Condolences to the Fountain family. Pearly, we got to make it quick. We got to get these picks in because we got to get to the break. So here we go. Rapid fire. We only got baseball tonight, brother, and a lot of baseball. So here we go. I like the Guardians to get right over the Tigers at home. The Guardians lost two coming in off the weekend. I like the Guardians to beat the Tigers.
I'm with you.
Tigers playing good ball, but I think the Guardians get it done. The Mets and the Marlins, coin flip. I like the Mets over the Marlins.
Peterson pitching for the Mets tonight. He's been looking pretty good. All right.
Pirates and the Cardinals. Both of these teams coming in off big wins over the weekend, but I like the Pirates at home, man.
Keller pitching tonight for the Pirates, so I'm going with the Pirates.
You got the Braves at home against the Reds. Both of these, you know, split games over the weekends. The Braves are home. Them over the Reds. I just think they're the better team.
Yeah. Their ace going tonight, Lopez, so yeah.
Twins at home against the Phillies. This is another coin flip, but I'm going to take the Phillies since they got right yesterday. And I think they get back into the win column. They had lost a couple of games, had a little slow run, but I think they get back right.
I just don't like the Phillies. But anyway, yeah, I go with that.
The White Sox and the Rangers. I like the Rangers in this one.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess so.
Cubs and the Brewers. I like the Brewers in this one. They're playing better ball, even though they're on the road against the Cubs.
I like the
Diamondbacks in Kansas City against the Royals. I like the Royals. They just swept the White Sox over the weekend. They're playing good ball. I like them to beat the Diamondbacks.
I like the Royals tonight, too.
Red Sox over the Rockies. I like the Red Sox to beat them.
Yeah, they had a rough time with the Dodgers. They need this. I think they take the Rockies tonight.
Astros and the Athletics. I like the Astros. I just think they're a better team.
They're playing great baseball.
Very good baseball. Dark horse. You better watch out for them.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Angels against the Seattle Mariners. I like the Mariners at home. They play better in Seattle than they do on the road.
They need to win tonight, too, so yeah.
Giants and the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers at home.
Let me see. Yeah, I like the Dodgers at home tonight.
No, you like the Dodgers at home. All right. Well, that's a wrap there, Pearly. We got to get to the break. Rich Eisen taking us home at Overreact Monday, talking USA Olympic basketball, NBA, NFL. He's taking us home today. We'll do it again tomorrow. And I'll see you in the 5 o'clock hour, my brother. Enjoy your Dodger baseball tonight, man.
Take time, my brother. Ciao.
Everybody who chimed in, good stuff, man. And we'll see you tomorrow right here. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We go everywhere.
Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, BE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Bloody Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. And a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
the Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics. Live updates brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller.
We are bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
At Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300, or call your account executive to get in on the 2 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back to school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right. Christopher, you have the floor.
Hey, guys. I wrote this while I was getting genital uppercutted by Delta yesterday.
Okay.
Happy Monday. Everybody good?
Kick them in the ding.
What do you got?
And it seems like this is happening, so I'm like a soothsayer, but Jordan Love should hold out or hold in until he gets a new monster contract.
I wouldn't hold out. Holding in is all he's going to need to do. This is going to get done. I have no concern. But holding in makes complete sense. You had this written before news came out today.
Yes, I wrote this yesterday on the flight from Pittsburgh to Dallas.
Of what he reportedly informed the team of over the weekend is that he's not practicing until he gets his contract. Which will, again, Mike Florio just left our program saying it's a midnight deadline league. We just don't know when midnight strikes in terms of this conundrum. I don't think it's week one. This will be done well before they're getting ready to go to Brazil.
Is it done this week?
That I can't tell you. I don't know. But the fact that, you know, he won't be out there with the ones in these practices if they reach that point. But holding out won't happen. Holding in makes complete sense. I get it.
Do we know if he's there? Is he in Green Bay?
Assuming he's holding in.
Yeah.
What else?
While you were gone, we were talking to Mike Garofalo while he was golfing, and Brandon Ayuk asked for a trade, and then you get the report that they had some offers before the draft. The Niners screwed this up, not trading Brandon Ayuk before the draft.
What were the offers before the draft?
I think the Patriots offered a...
Forget it.
No. What do you mean? Wow. They have a history of doing deals together.
The Patriots weren't going to offer third overall. So what are they going to offer? A second night pick for Brandon Ayuk? Get out of here.
Second rounder, which was 30 whatever.
So what? He's worth a first rounder right now.
Basically a first round pick.
That's not basically.
He's worth a first rounder?
How would he not be?
Oh, interesting. You think he's a top 10 wide receiver?
I think he's going to be paid like one shortly.
That was not my question.
I'm sure. I think he is.
Sure. Not confident.
He would be worth a first round selection on a draft night, just like A.J. Brown was.
Oh, Brandon Ayuk's not as good as A.J. Brown.
I think in this day and age, you want to get somebody as good as him, you got to pay for it.
There were five teams who were...
Well, then maybe, and maybe that's why the Niners didn't swap him out.
Okay.
And they used their first round.
Then why do they make a move and get rid of this guy?
I don't know. I'm going to stop talking this
way. All right, jeez. Don't yell at me.
God, your fighting's tearing us apart. Stop.
How long is this going to go for real? Is he going to miss games?
I can't imagine it gets to that point. If it does, he might give the Jets fans what they want, which is not showing up for week one. So, yeah, just tell Sauce you got 19. Don't worry about 11. You don't have to worry about him.
Jeez.
That wouldn't be a bad... That wouldn't be a bad... That would be a... That'd be a nice break for the Jets.
Yeah, dream scenario.
What else?
All right, you see the clip from Kansas City over the weekend. Mahomes rolls left, bomb to Xavier Worthy. Man, that looked good. Xavier Worthy is going to lead the Chiefs in receiving yards this year.
This is exactly what Overreaction Monday is all about.
Is it?
Guy runs the fastest 40 in the history of the combine.
Wait, we all knew he was going to the Chiefs.
He shows up.
We thought maybe the Raiders.
And then he goes to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Best quarterback in the league.
Doesn't get out on the field during the spring. Worth a lick. Then he gets out in the summer. Catches one pass in practice. And
it was completely viral over
and
the
then,
weekend.
Right. And then it's just now he's going to lead the team in receiving.
Lead the Chiefs in receiving.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
No doubt.
It won't be Kelsey.
Nope. I mean, he's old. I mean, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Okay. That's an overreaction.
You can't cover Worthy, Rich.
How are you going to cover him? You got Hollywood on one side. You got Kelsey on the scene.
Here's how you cover him.
And you got Worthy on the other side.
Listen, I'm calling this an overreaction. Here's how you cover him. You knock him on his ass in the 5 yards in which you're allowed to do it.
He's too fast. Okay. Gone.
Where they sign Quicksilver to come from the X-Men to come cover.
So you're thinking Thursday night kickoff, Ravens and that defense
first
in town.
First play of the game.
Gone.
And if not him, it's the former Raven and Hollywood Brown.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Speed. Rich, you of all people know this. You cannot teach speed. You know this.
I do know that.
Come on.
More than anybody. Because I haven't learned a damn thing. What else, Chris?
Rich, number one media market in the country is...
New York City.
Did you see the news that came out of Big Blue in New York City, though, over the weekend?
Which is?
Daniel Jones, ready for the start of camp. Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Daniel Jones, comeback player of the year this year. I'm doing a 180 on Daniel Jones.
What brought this about?
Is this for effect?
I needed a topic. I needed a football topic.
This guy.
In his heart of hearts, he don't believe that, Rich.
Comeback player of the year. Comeback player of the year for Daniel Jones.
Okay.
He's going to start week one. Everyone thought it was going to be Drew Lock. Week one.
All,
It's going to be him. He's got new toys. He's got Malik Nabers. He's got when did Devin Singletary's nickname become Motor? Heard that for the first time during Hard Knocks.
I have no idea.
Motor is back there.
I like that, though.
Let's go.
Sure.
That was the most unsure.
You've ever been. Why not? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Did you just come up with lower register?
It's kind of like just went lower. We mentioned Godfather Part 2 before. It's like Frank Pantangeli. Michael Corleone said this. Michael Corleone said that. Sure. All Aaron Rodgers has to do is show up and play MVP campaign. And he is your comeback player of the year. Dude, at age four, honestly, do you want to look up who's in pole position to win comeback player of the year award? More than anybody else.
Hold on, stand by.
Who else would there be other than a guy who comes out at age 40 and might, Kirk Cousins is in line for it.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably true.
Let's see.
Comeback player of the year is Joe Burrow, Rodgers.
Okay, please.
2-1, Kirk Cousins, 6-1.
Do you know how
Daniel Jones, 23-1, great odds.
Do you know how much he has to do to outperform Rodgers, Burrow, and who else? Who's the other one?
Glenn Whatsernuts.
Glenn Whatsernuts.
Wow, Jay Philly.
That's the other one.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. He would have
even
to
Anthony Richardson.
Have to outplay
Nick Chubb those squatting guys 8,000 pounds
significantly.
Russell Wilson?
Back from what? Bench?
Thinking?
I think there's a better chance of Brian Daboll breaking 7 seconds running a 40 with his new body. If you want to do what's more likely, that's more likely.
If there's some good chicken wings on the other side.
And not because Jones can't do it. It's because I just named you the competition for the category. What else, Chris?
I don't know. I'm just
good one. These are all good ones. These are great.
Good July topic.
These are great. Onus, don't back down.
Just a little teaser for our season preview pod. I'm going to double down on that. And
very good. Okay.
Put a pin in it. All right. After a little basketball here. Hey, Feli. After embarrassing showings over the weekend. Honestly embarrassing. Team USA wins by 1 point. They're 43-point favorites.
That's fun.
And the women got beat. Neither men or women are winning gold.
That's
in Paris.
So ridiculous.
Neither.
By the way, am I not mistaken, TJ,
yes,
that for the previous Olympics, the WNBA All-Stars beat the U.S. Yes. Women's National Team?
And then
what did they do?
That was the closest game they had, period.
Neither.
Let's just put it this way.
They should have took Caitlin and Ainge.
Here are words I've never said before.
They're performing. Agumba Wale, did I say her name right?
Yeah.
She had like 8,000 points.
Here's words I've never said before. The men's national team's performance against South Sudan leaves some concerns.
Right?
Not really.
But
they should have lost. The guy had an 8-foot floater to win the game.
And he had to shoot over one of the best defensive players in the world, and he couldn't. Affected the shot, so they lost.
Make the shot.
Total overreaction. What else? All you got one more?
Right. By the way, LeBron James was the best player on that team after what
By the
I
way,
saw.
Did you see he's carrying the flag?
First basketball player ever.
Pretty cool.
To do that.
Pretty cool.
Last one. The home run derby next year, the Major League All-Star game. Let's get a little boost. Should just be Judge versus Ohtani. That should be it. Just those two guys.
Get it out of the way.
One home run derby. Let's get the big stars, who everyone wants to see anyway. All due respect to Tay Oscar.
How about this?
Just Judge versus Ohtani.
I like it.
Who can hit it the furthest?
I like it. Two things. It would be difficult to plan for that, and then one of them, is injured, heaven forbid. So that's a problem. You're leaving yourself no backstop. But what they should do is something like that, but also, how does the skills challenge go? Get me O'Neal Cruz. Get me Ellie De La Cruz.
Run around the bases.
No, just fastest or throw the hard.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nashville, Oklahoma.